This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egyptian mediators say they are working to reinforce a day-old ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants on Saturday, as officials appeal for a period of calm with a humanitarian aid crisis in Gaza after 11 days of fighting. The ceasefire began before dawn on Friday and is still holding Saturday evening, enabling officials to start assessing the scale of the damage. Despite confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a Jerusalem holy site on Friday, there have been no reports of Hamas rocket launches from Gaza or Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave. A senior UN official who toured Gaza on Saturday warned of increased health risks and widespread despair after homes, roads, and other vital infrastructure, including hospitals, were damaged or destroyed. Egyptian delegates have since been shuttling between Israel and Gaza since mediating the ceasefire, and on Saturday met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank, according to an aide of the Palestinian leader. A volcano in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, one of the world's most active, erupted on Saturday, sending panicked residents of the nearby city of Goma fleeing, although a volcano expert says the city does not appear to be in danger. People grabbed mattresses and other belongings and fled towards the frontier with neighboring Rwanda as a red glow filled the sky above the city from one of the world's most active volcanoes. It last erupted in 2002, killing 250 people and making 120,000 people homeless after lava flowed into Goma. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.